Yeah, this is very concerning. Mm-hmm. To have somebody who I've considered to be, you know, in the top echelon of trustworthiness suddenly produce essentially garbage.
Well, so there you have it, Jason. That's
my God,
Kyle's
take. You know, Peter, I mean, I don't know how you want me to react to that. Essentially produce garbage. I produced an article on the guy who is at the center of this, okay? Mm-hmm. You can disagree with it. Listeners can disagree with it. Fans and former fans can disagree with it, okay? I explain in the article what happened when he saw it, you know, and what should I have done? Kill my story? He offered, you know, an explanation, and in the context of the Joint Chiefs. So he, you know, explained how he came to figure out or believe that this was, you know, hackers associated with Russia. As I noted when we first started speaking,
mm-hmm.
this is so highly politically charged with so much, you know, feelings of distrust toward the DNC, you know, and the way in which the DNC has operated. And I think that's totally warranted, by the way. And so I feel that lots of criticism is, you know, in a way sort of, you know, directed at or the feelings, the strong feelings that people have as if I'm trying to defend, you know, what the DNC is saying. There's nothing I can do about that, Peter.
All right.
The only thing I can continue doing is reporting, is trying to find that evidence, and I'm going to continue reporting. And I'm perfectly okay if people, you know, have an opinion of my work or something like this that's garbage. I tend to disagree, and other people disagree. So I understand that some people feel differently about it. But, you know, I always strive to find documentary evidence and to stand that up.